Today, this is an unusual topic because we never so much speak about these two persons the way I'm going to talk about them today. With the allotted time that I have, I got to hurry. And it is Mary and Joseph carried Jesus. Luke chapter 1, 26 to 38 relates how a virgin learned she would miraculously bear the Son of God. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary, who is engaged to a man named Joseph. Gabriel tells Mary that she will bear a son and he should be named Jesus. He will be the promised one long awaited by the people of Israel. Since Mary has never been intimate with a man, God will miraculously conceive the child. Gabriel is the name of the angel who predicted the birth of John the Baptist, Luke chapter 1 and verse 13. And he informs Mary about the happy occurrence of her relative Elizabeth. Mary responded in submissive faith. Despite her youth, Mary showed a great sense of faith and maturity by carrying the Son of God in her womb. Mary was focused on the Lord and serving him with all her heart. The Holy Spirit provided the means for Jesus to be conceived, even though Mary was a virgin. Mary had not been unfaithful to Joseph to see Mary pregnant would have raised suspicious glance and ridiculous ridicule from the other people in the town. In other words, to be pregnant and not married was an embarrassment. Mary would have known this when she accepted the responsibility of carrying the Lord in her womb. She did not question Gabriel or try to run away from God's plan for her life. Mary demonstrated great faith within God when she tells Gabriel, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled in me." Luke chapter 1 and verse 38. Rather than viewing the responsibility as a burden, Mary saw carrying the Lord as a great privilege and honor. It would have been scary for Mary. However, she chose to be brave and to trust the Lord with all her heart. In the same way, so if there's a Mary, there must be a Joseph. In the same way, Joseph shows great bravery, loyalty, and faith in his own action, which often go unnoticed. As soon as Joseph heard the news of Mary being pregnant, the feeling of betrayal, pain, and anguish would have flooded Joseph's heart. And any man would feel that way. Am I right? I'm in the right church. If your fiancé get pregnant for another man, don't tell me you go home and say, "I'm happy." Am I right? If you're here, if you're that person, stand up and let me say amen. No, you're not here. Except one. The first assumption of anyone would have been that Mary has been unfaithful to Joseph. Isn't that what we'd think? It would have been difficult to believe your engaged wife was pregnant by the work of God's hand. So it's one thing to be pregnant for another person, but then your wife come home and says, "I'm pregnant for God." Wouldn't you be like, "How ridiculous is that? Do I have a church today?" Joseph had in mind to divorce her privately. However, an angel of the Lord told him, "Joseph, son of God, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." You got to understand this, that when God works, he doesn't do an incomplete work. He completes his work. So while Mary was over there pregnant and having probably a little bit heart attack, God revealed himself to Joseph. "She will bring forth a son, and you shall give him the name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sin. Matthew 1, verse 20 to 21. The angel of the Lord who visited Joseph in a dream affirmed to him that Mary had not been unfaithful to Joseph, as she was a virgin spoken of by the Old Testament prophet who would give birth to the Messiah. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14 and Matthew 1 again 20 to 25. Even before Joseph was informed in a dream by the angel that Mary indeed would have been, has not been unfaithful to him, he was going to divorce her privately. But during this cultural time in Palestine, if Joseph had told the Jewish leaders that Mary had been unfaithful to him during the engagement, Mary would have been stoned or even killed. You understand that? So Joseph's action of divorcing her privately would not have saved Mary from a public ridicule, but it would have saved her life. This, in fact, is overlooked by many scholars of what actually took place. Mary's pregnancy and the birth of Jesus. Joseph extended greatness and kindness towards Mary. Mercy and faithfulness in his action. We can therefore conclude that Mary and Joseph carried Jesus. It was not just one person, it was both persons, because both persons' actions require the result that God expected. Are you with me, church? We can also conclude that Jesus came to live within us. So not only did they carry him physically, but they also carried him internally. And that's where I want to focus today, because many of us think that, you know, Jesus is an object to be worshipped. Let me tell you today that Jesus is not an object to be worshipped. He is the Son of God. He is God's only Son. He is God's gift to us. And he deserves all our worship, all our praise, because he came to deliver us from our bondage. He is not just for the Christmas season. He is for all the seasons of our lives. Jesus came to live within us just as he lived within Mary and Joseph. Jesus was carried by Mary, and so we also must carry Jesus. Joseph carried Jesus even though he was not pregnant. He held it together so that the Messiah could be born without interruption. The wise men carried Jesus because they were told by Herod, when you found the child, come back and worship me. Are you with me, church? When the disciples received him, the remarks was from many of the bystanders that they look and sound like Jesus. Are you with me, somebody? So in other words, when Jesus gets into a person's life, he makes a difference. When Jesus lives in you, he changes your life and he changes your outlook. Jesus is a change. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 5, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. As many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. When Jesus lives within you, you are different. When Jesus lives within you, you are better. You are not different from anyone, but you have the power of God within you. The reason why people were called Christians is because they were followers of Jesus. They had Jesus in them. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 says, but if your hearts revere Christ as Lord, always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have in you. Do this with gentleness and respect. In other words, we behave, we act differently from the world will act because Jesus is within us. Are you with me, church? So when Jesus is within us, some folks are going to ask, even when we're having bad days, why are you so happy? And you can say, I'm happy because of Jesus. You can say to someone, even though your world is falling apart, you're standing firm in the faith of Jesus because Jesus resides in you. Amen, church? Here it is. I walk the way I walk because of Jesus. Amen? I live the way I live because of Jesus. I sing the way I sing because of Jesus. I dance the way I dance because of Jesus. I do the business I do them and the way I do them because of Jesus. I can now say I was lost, but now I'm found because of Jesus. I can now say I almost lost my mind, but because of Jesus, I'm in my right mind.
I feel like David. It's choking me.
Jesus, when Jesus is in you, you're okay. Amen, somebody? So the world might be in chaos, but if you've got Jesus, you're okay. Understand the plight that Mary and Joseph had. If Herod found them, they would be dead. Understand what the world is saying to us and trying to do to us. If you walk out and start to say Jesus, people will ridicule you and call you crazy. Are you with me, church? Are you with me, church? If you walk around with a Bible in Westfield and you're in your right mind, people will look at you and even Christians will go, he's crazy. There's a guy who comes to this church. I see him all the time in Parramatta giving tracts out. He sits over there in the corner telling people about Jesus. And one day I walk up to him and I said, good morning, brother. And he said to me, all I'm doing is telling people about Jesus. And hear me, somebody. Jesus was not meant to be the object. He was meant to be a person that we talk about who lives within us. Are you with me, somebody? He wasn't meant to be hidden under a tree or placed under a tree. He is not an ornament. Jesus is the living Son of God. My hope relies on Jesus. My faith relies on Jesus. My future relies on Jesus. My eternity relies on Jesus. It doesn't matter what you say. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus lives within you. Can I say this? If Jesus lives within you, your outlook is different. Your behavior is different. You know, one of the worst things is to have Christians who say the F word and say, I'm safe. That isn't Jesus. When you're Jesus, you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't be going around effing everybody up and saying, I'm saved. Hallelujah. You are not just a Sunday Christian. And thank God today is Monday. I showed up at church on a Monday. You are not just a one day Christian. You are a Christian every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours. You going around cussing your children, calling your names, that's not Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. His name is Jesus. Was it okay for me to say the F word? No. It's not. And not just the F word. You call your children some names. That's not Jesus. You need to bless them. Bless your husband. You know he's bad and all that stuff. Bless your children. Bless your wife. You know everything that is going on. But you need to call on the name of Jesus because he lives within you. And if somebody poke you, Jesus should come out. And if somebody trouble you, Jesus should come out. I will call on the name of the Lord. Somebody praise him. Listen. Give me the organ sound. Listen to this. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Mary, did you know that your baby boy has come to make new? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm storm with his hands? Did you know, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Mary, the blind would see, the deaf would hear, the dead will raise again, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of a lamb. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? Mary, did you know that the sleeping child you're holding is a great I am? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save a boy from Jamaica? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save some people in Australia? Mary, did you know that these people would be sitting here praising God? Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. That's why we came today, because of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, and he lives within me, and he talks with me, and he walks with me, and he's the everlasting Father. He's a Prince of Peace. I love that. Church, will you stand with me? Keep it going, Jerry, because the Lord might break something out here today. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise. We can't just come to church on a Christmas day and go back the same way. We gotta praise Jesus because he lives within us. Somebody praise him. You're going home to eat your turkey and your ham and your pork and your beef. But let us praise Jesus. I know some of you are saying the preacher is loud today. I'm loud because of Jesus. And guess what? It's not about me. It's about Jesus. And what amazes me sometimes is when we get onto the rugby and the cricket, how we sit before a TV and we scream. But when it comes onto Jesus, we're like, but I'm here to change your story. I'm here to change your story. His name is Jesus. He is the resurrection and the life. He's my Father. He's my King. He's my Savior. And I'm going to praise Him. I was watching something on Reel. It's not original. I didn't create it. But a man visited the tomb somewhere in Jerusalem, and his mother-in-law passed away. Many of you might have heard it, a story. And to fly the body back to the U.S., it was like $5,000. But to stay there, it was like $1,000. And he said, I'm going to take the body back. And they said, why? Why are you going to do this? It's cheaper to bury her here. The man said, I'm afraid, because the last person who died here nearly 2,000 years ago, on the third day, he rose again. And that person is Jesus. Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? His name is Jesus. Somebody praise Him.